This is a shiloh that I found in two different places. And each one gives a different emphasis. In the cases like this, the way Rabbi Spitz puts the case, Reuven hired a worker to work in his house. And because this worker was negligent, that's no issue, the worker was negligent. The worker caused damage to someone else's house, either a condominium, he spilled paint on the guy's outside, or drilled a hole into the guy's ceiling. For a next door neighbor, he drove his cement truck on the guy's lawn, ruined the lawn. So the question is, does the employer, the house owner, does Reuven have any responsibility for the damage of his worker? Right, that's the case. If we hire a worker and someone's working in our house and they damage the next door neighbor or damage someone else, do we have any liability for that? That's Rabbi Spitz's case. And in this Dayan from Petach Tikva has a tshuva in the Shuras Adin. He talks about a case in Eretz Yisrael where they had these Dut Shemesh, these solar heaters on the roofs, and the guy living on the bottom floor hired someone to fix his heater on the top floor, and the guy in the top said, if he steps on my roof, he's going to break it. It's an old building. I don't want it. He did it anyway. And he broke the building. So the question there was, who was responsible for the damage? The solar power people, or is it the owner of the house? Now, they disagree. These two truths disagree. I had a friend was visiting from Eretz Yisrael over Pesach. He said what people do in Eretz Yisrael is, if they have a shaila, so they look at the different svarim and they could see what each one holds, and they go to that dayan because they know what he holds. So, you know, if you had a case like this, so if you're the owner of the house, I would tell you to go to Dayan Spitz's Beis Din. If you are the worker, I would recommend the Beis Din in Petach Tikva. Okay, first let's establish that there is a chiyuv at all. There's a mission in Baba Kama. First thing on the handout. Habanoi shikibul olav listar es akosal. A builder accepted the job to demolish someone's wall. Mishibur ha'avanim. He broke the stones. Right? He was just supposed to take them off one at a time. But what he did was he was careless and he broke the stones. Oh, shehizikon, or he damaged the stones. Chayiv l'sham, he has to pay. This is damaging the thing he's working on, the chora. Hayasosim misad zeh. If he was demolishing it from one side, right, he was knocking down one side, but nof misad echen, and another stone on the other side fell down, then he's part because that, the Rishonim say, is because it's like an anus. It was unavoidable. Bimachmas hamaka. But if it fell off because of the impact of his knocking off a stone here, he should have realized what reaction to his actions are. So chayev, then he will be chayev for that case. Now look at the way the Shulchan Aruch puts this halacha and tell me the difference. Habanoi shekibol olav es hakosel l'sosro. The builder accepted upon himself to knock down the wall. V'shaver savanim ohizik. He broke the stones or damaged. Chayev, he's chayev to pay. Right? The Rambam has a different girsa in the Mishnah. The Rambam's girsa in the Mishnah is not, and our girsa is a little bit redundant. Shibur havanim, he broke the stones. Oh, he's zikon, or he damaged the stones. What's the difference between breaking the stones and damaging the stones? It's the same thing. Yeah, so you say one, he broke it in half. The other is he chipped it, right? Right. Right, so the Rambam, but the Ramais says Rashi does have that, and the Ramah has his gears the way we have it also, but the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch had the gears of Shibur Havonim, he broke the stones, Osha Hezik, or he damaged someone else. He caused the damage by knocking down the stones. So according to that gears of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, we see the first and only place that I saw them bring down, that where a worker is working for someone else and he causes damage, he's responsible to pay. Right? So it's a clear proof from the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch that he's hired to knock down the wall. He caused damage by doing that. He is chayiv to pay. He's obligated. So this would really be the end. We see from here, you hire a worker and the worker goes and causes damage, he's chayiv. But that's not so simple. If you look at the second side, the Shita Mekubetzes, brings different Rishonim. I have two of them, of course, Rabbeinu Yohanan and the Meiri. The Meiri says it on his own. The Shita brings it. The Rabbeinu Yohanan says that if he broke stones, he's chayiv l'shal, and he has to pay. Why is that? Because he should have been careful not to let them break. Like we're saying that there's a way of taking them apart that they don't break, and he should have been careful not to break them. Inami, he says clearly, inami hezik acherim, if he damaged other people, he's chayiv. Why is the worker chayiv? The boy leli yuna, he should have been careful. The odem muad liolam, right? The old rule, odem muad liolam. A person is responsible for his actions, so he should have been careful. He should have been careful when he's knocking down the stones not to damage someone else. Aval bal habayis pater, the owner of the house is pater. Why? Sherei kol hamalacha ala uman. He left the job up to the craftsman. Aval habayis mesulok misham. Aval habayis has nothing to do over there. I gave it over to you. You messed it up. You're odem muad liolam. So you have to pay for the damage. Right? That's a way that we should explain to the Miri. He says the same thing. If he was mazik others, he also like the Rambam. If he damaged other people by knocking it down, he's chayiv shemuad huli olam. He's a muad. Ubalabayis kavai nistalik mishmiruzu. The balabayis is already mesulok. He's removed himself. He's washed his hands off of this shmira. However, zeh kibol malach zebederek kiboles. So here we get into the difference between a kablan and a schir yom. If you look at the next part, the Shita is Medayik. The Gemara said, he be kibol. It says, the Gemara said, Habanoi shekibol alav lister asakos. He accepted upon himself to knock down a wall. Why does it say he became a kibol? He became a kablan. He means that I accept the job to get paid a lump sum to knock down the wall. Not that I'm going to be working per hour. I'm going to be a kablan. Otherwise, the Mishnah could have said, "Banoi shesosar esakosel shesosar esakosel." What's that shekibol? He became a kablan. So the Shita is medayik that this case of the Mishnah, right? First of all, we're making medayik that if the worker damages other people, he's chayiv. But it's only if that worker is a kablan. Only if he was mekabel to take upon himself a job that I'm going to knock down your wall and pay me $1,000, no matter how long it takes. If it takes me 5 days. I'll still take the same amount. I might do it faster. I'm taking the job as a kablan. And what's the difference? So the Rabbeinu Yohanan says, if he would be getting paid per hour, if he was a schir yom, he was getting paid per hour, it's an hourly worker, it's someone that I have in my employment that I pay per hour, I just told him, I'm going to hire you per hour. So the way he puts it is, the Baal HaBayis is still involved. If you have someone, the simple way of understanding it is, if you have someone working for you per hour, you are going to be more on top of them. Because you want to make sure that they're doing the job. You're paying them per hour. Are they going to take 5 hours or 50 hours? So you're still involved by definition. When you have someone, this is a simple way of understanding it. When you have someone getting paid per hour, you want to still be involved over there. If you have someone getting paid to fix your car, so you're not so interested in how long it takes them. You want them to take it faster because you want it back. But whether he's going to charge you a lump sum no matter what. Whatever the book says he should get. If he does it faster or slower, that's his business. You're not so much involved when you hire someone. You hire someone to mow your lawn. So you don't sit there watching and is he using his time wisely or is he taking a break in between? And because you don't care. You're paying him the same amount anyway. You hire someone to paint your house. You want it done faster because you don't want him out, but you don't necessarily sit there to make sure he doesn't relax in between. As long as you get it done by the end of the day, by the time you told me, I don't care. So Rabbeinu Yohanan says there's a difference between what type of worker this is. If this worker is getting paid per hour, so then we say you're still involved with it. You still have to be involved, and if he damages, it's like you also damaged. It's like you were partners in the damage. That which the Mishnah says that the worker is chayiv is talking where the worker is a kablan. The worker has taken a lump sum, or will take a lump sum, for doing the job, getting the job done. That's the way Rabbi Yohanan and the Miri's Mashma also. Well, let me go to another step, okay? Well, let's see one more point, then I think we'll hear it better. This is where we get already into these contemporary poskim, the Dayan in Ramot and the Dayan in Petach Tikva. Let's understand it a different way. Let's talk about this case of the stones over here. You could look at it like this, and this is the way the Dayan Yerushalayim looks at it. If I own stones, I'm the owner, and I have this wall, I'm responsible to make sure that my wall does not damage anyone. Right? That's part of life, of owning things. You have to make sure you don't damage someone. You have to make sure your property doesn't damage. Maman Hamazik. You have to make sure your property does not damage something. So I have to be careful when I own stones that my stones don't damage someone. Now over here, in this case, my stones went and damaged someone. Right? The case was the stone knocked down and landed on someone's windshield and broke his windshield. Right? My stone damaged. So even though I might not be an other mamasik, I didn't do it with my hands, but my property damaged someone, why should I not be liable for my property damaging? So you'll say because someone else threw the stone. But if it's something that I'm responsible for, so we both, you have two people, we did damage together. It's my gun and his shot, and I was there. So over here, it could be, and this is the way he looks at it, the Dayan Spitz, he says that I have my stones. Now, if I hire you as a kablan, I just want you to knock down that wall. So then, that's what it means, I'm misalik myself from it, I remove myself from the scene, because I'm giving it over to you as my agent. You're my shomer now. You're my guard. You're my watchman of my property. If I give my cow to someone to watch, so under certain circumstances he brings, the watchman is responsible if the cow does the damage. So I gave you over my wall to the worker to work on. So if he's a kablan, he's in charge now, and I'm removed from the scene because I don't care. I don't care what he does. As long as he gets rid of it, so then the worker's going to be responsible, and I've washed my hands off of it. But if he's getting paid per hour, he's my hourly worker, my handyman, who I call in, I say, here, I want you to do it. And by definition, I stay around there, because that's the nature of a hourly worker. So then I have not washed my hands. I haven't been misalik myself from my responsibility to guard my property. I have to make sure that my property doesn't damage. And part of that is, when I hire a worker, make sure he's careful. And if he is not careful, so I have to share the responsibility. Unless somehow I've given that responsibility over to him. So that's what he wants to say, that there'll be a difference in this case, in the case of this knocking down the wall. That if the person knocking down the wall is a kablan, so then that's when he bears the sole responsibility. But if he's a sfer yom, he's getting paid per hour, so then we both share the responsibility, the owner and the worker. Now, I just saw, Baruch Hashem, I borrowed the Minchas Pitim I found this week. So Rameir Arak says, it could be that this whole thing applies only where we're talking about a wall, something that's attached to the ground. But if you give someone your car to fix, something that's movable, and so then it could be no matter what type of worker is, then you no longer have responsibility. That's the svara that he says. It could be that this whole thing is because it's in working on my property. So on my property I have responsibility, but if I give it over to a worker, even though I'm paying him to get the job done, and he causes damage, so then, and so even though, I'm sorry, even though he's getting paid per hour, so then it could be that he shouldered the whole responsibility. I mean, that's what he says. So that's one way of looking at it. And the halacha is, if two people damage and one of them runs away, so then it's machlok zaposim whether the other one has to pay for it, for the other person's share. And once it's a machlok zaposim, so you wouldn't be able to take the money out, because he'll say, look, I hold that I don't have to pay. Right? You, in Kosher Mishpat, you can, whenever there's a machlok, you have to prove, you know, the person trying to exact the money is going to lose. You prove to me that the lochos, that I have to pay the second share. So in this case, if the worker will run away, the owner would only have to pay a half. Now the Dayan in Pefef Tifa has another way of looking at it. He says, even if it's a kablan, it's the complete opposite way. He says that Gemara is no proof to a case where you hire a worker. That Gemara is talking where you have a wall that you just want to get rid of, and so if you're hiring someone to get rid of the wall, so then you wash your hands off of it because you don't care anymore. You're giving him the job, get rid of the wall, get rid of the stones, I don't want to see it anymore, and call me when it's finished. But in a normal case where you have a worker coming into your house who might be knocking down the wall in order to make an addition, or he's taking off a heater to put in a new one. So in that case, even though you're paying him to do the job, it's $1,000 for the job, so there you do still stay involved with it, and he says that you are required to pay in case he does the damage, even if he is a kavlan. In other words, we already see from the Rishonim that there's a difference between a Safir and a Kablan, right? And that difference we're saying is, and as the Rishonim are already telling us, that you need to be able to say, I wash my hands off of it to be Patur if you're an owner. Right? And that we see from the Rishonim. You have to say, I'm washing my hands from it. So what he's saying is, whenever the guy's trying to improve your property, you never wash your hands of it. The only, that Gemara's talking about a particular, unique case where the guy's demolishing a building. So there, you wash your hands off of it. And even then, if you're paying him per hour, you're still involved because you want to make sure he does a good job. But in any other case where there's improvements involved, he says you can't prove from there to a case where there's improvement. I'm just bringing that there's a chiddush that we should know that there's two sides to it. I think the simple, the one I understand better is also the Mishpat HaTorah's psak, that, you know, that it's like the Rosh Hashanah seem to be saying, the difference is, it's a chiddush to say that because I'm paying him per hour, that makes me responsible, and any other case where I'm not getting paid per, where I'm not paying him per hour, it's a kablan, so there we'll assume that that guy's responsible called Adam or Liolam. That I think is the easy way to understand it. But there should be a big, big difference. Well, let's go back to the easier way to understand it, the Mishpat HaTorah's way. Right? We'll say, what was the Svara? What's the Svara he said? He's saying that I have my wall here, right? I have my stones. I have to make sure my property doesn't damage someone. And if it damages someone, I'm responsible for the damage that my property causes. If I give it to a kablan, if I give it to a worker hired to do the job, so then we can say I've given over him the job plus the responsibility to make sure that nothing, that it doesn't damage. Right? That's what he said. But there's going to be a big difference now. That will only apply in work that a worker is doing with my property. But all these other cases that we said in the beginning, I hire someone to paint my house and his paint spills over the other guy's wall, or I hire someone to replace an air he causes damage, or he brings his cement truck and damages the yard next door with his tires, so you don't have that svara anymore. Right? You hear the difference. You know, the only way we can make the owner responsible in this psak from Yerushalayim, the only way we can make him responsible is because we said that my property damaged, and if I have a kablan, so then I get off the hook. If I have a kablan, I get off the hook, but if he's getting paid per hour, so then we're in it together. But if it's not my property that did the damage, this way of understanding it, it's his paint that did it, his tar, when he was doing the roof, leaked onto the neighbor, the next condominium down, or wherever. So then, I will have no responsibility for sure, no matter what type of worker it is. The worker that did the damage is responsible. It's his, it's his things that he's damaging with. He did the damage. Where is there ever a case where I accept responsibility to watch someone else's property without me saying so, or without me making an opinion? Here I hire the guy to paint. That's not my paint, it's his paint. It's his tar, it's his car, it's his truck. And he did the damage with his stuff. So then, even though the Rishonim and the Poskim said this difference between a Sacher and a Kablan, it will not apply in a case where the damage was done with that person's own property, where the worker's own property did the damage. So there is such a distinction between a Sacher and a Kablan, but it only applies where it's my property that did the damage. But if it's his property that did the damage, so then he's responsible no matter what. And in this, even the Dayan in Petach Tikva agrees. He says a case, at least in the beginning he agrees. He might change his mind at the end, but he says the case of tarring someone's roof and it falls on the guy's wash. So it's his tar. So he's going to have to pay, not the owner of the house. And another exception, and this is also going to be very, very relevant. Even if he is getting paid per hour, and he's working in your property, but the damage he did was not, had nothing to do with the work. Right? He damaged something that wasn't involved with work. He came in, he's supposed to knock down the wall, but on the way he went and, you know, his truck hit someone's wire and knocked it over, right? Knocked down a tree. Right? It had nothing to do with the work. So then everyone will agree also that there's no definition where I'm responsible. It's not my property that did the damage, and even if you want to say that I have to be careful, he's my worker, we're in it together, but I'm not in that together with him. I hired him to do my work, to do the job, but this other stuff that he did along the way, the damage he caused before he even got there, or some peripheral damage which wasn't related to the work, so there, the Pesach Choshen, and I think even the others would agree that he's not responsible for that either. Okay, so what we have until now is that the Mishnah, according to the Rambam's Girsa, is saying that a worker is chayiv for the damage he causes. The Rishonim say, though, that's only if he was getting paid per job. If he was getting paid per hour, so then the owner is in it together. And according to some Rishonim, it's only the owner's responsibility, but then we say the owner is in it together. And we explain, at least according to the Dayan and Yerushalayim, Mishpeh Torah is saying that the pshat is that if it's my rocks that do damage, I'm responsible to make sure they don't do the damage, and we need a reason to get me putter. That reason could be I gave it to a kablan, I gave it to a worker who's going to be responsible to take my place of watching my stuff. If it's his things, his possessions that do the damage, and not mine, so then that svar doesn't apply anymore, and he'll be chayiv no matter what. So the only case where an owner will be responsible for the damage of his worker will be if he hired someone per hour and that worker caused the damage with the property of the owner. And according to the Minchas Pitin, it has to be something that's attached to the ground. It has to be something on his property attached to the ground. So in most cases, the worker will be responsible for his damage that he caused, and we only have this one unlikely, or it's possible, but this one case where it's possible where the owner will share responsibility. Now, this other question we had in the beginning, suppose you have a company, right? You hire a company, you call up BGNE, and let's say it's a Jewish company that you could take to a dentist if you need to, and they send out a worker, and the worker does the damage. Let's say, even like last week, he does damage to your property, or he does damage next door. So, and then he runs away. Sometimes, you know, you have companies that hire help, they get the convicts when they're out on their hourly leave, and there's different convicts they get each time. You don't even know who it is. So, can the company say, look, what did I do? I sent out a worker. It's the worker's responsibility. So what'd you say? Right, so that's what Dayan Shvit says. He says, he puts it in the way that it's the minig. That's the minig hamedina. Right? The minig is that you hire a company, the company takes responsibility for all the work it does. He says that's the minig nowadays. I don't know if we're just so used to that minig, so that's why we're saying it. That's part of the deal. The deal is I'm calling the company. You send a worker, but you have to be responsible for anything that breaks. Right? So that's what he says. But suppose they sent a worker that robbed you. Right, how about that?
That wasn't his job.
It wasn't his job. So he says you have to see what the minig is. So anyway, that's what he ends up. So as in all cases, if the other case would be a minig, there'd be a minig there also. But here he says that probably the likelihood is if you hire a company, the company takes responsibility and they will take care of it. And once again, you'll be chayiv in that particular case.